Opinions expressed in commentary are not the views of WAVS Radio, its management or staff, or any advertiser. This is Commentary with Winston Barnes. As Jamaicans around the world celebrate the 63rd anniversary of independence, there are remnants of colonialism that still need to be riven from our consciousness. Some people still fail to understand that to call the Caribbean the West Indies is not only maintaining the colonizers' narrative, but it also disrespects the natives of the entire region. Similarly, revisions are necessary, for example, in how we view the so-called world map. Because of some crafty explanations about how maps are prepared, the African continent is made to appear smaller than it is in real life. One has to be conscious of the fact that our region was called the West Indies because Columbus arrived in the region on a voyage on which he was looking for a shorter route to India. For years, I've been reminding our listeners that there is no place called the Middle East. The accurate name for the region is North Africa. As a philosopher said recently, in fact, places like the Western Hemisphere should probably be called the Middle West. In the middle of the 20th century, entertainer the Mighty Sparrow recorded a song called Dan is the Man, in which he called out all of the nursery rhymes stories that the colonizers sought to impose on the peoples of the Caribbean, many of which amounted to nonsense but were taught like they were gospel. Whether you are Jamaican or not, stop acquiescing to the foolery we continue to be taught and do not become a donkey-headed fool that Sparrow warned about decades ago. I'm Winston Barnes with Commentary.